I'm talking this morning with Scott Bartley, the mayor of Santa Rosa, which is about to embark on the search for a new city manager. That process gets underway this afternoon. What's the first step?
Well, the first step actually started last week, where we did our usual process of selecting a consultant to help us with the recruitment process. Today is the first public portion of that, where we're going to be taking input from council members and the public in terms of qualities and characteristics they want to see in the next city manager.
How's that going to work? Do you write out a list?
Well, yeah. Come down and speak during the public comment period. The study session begins at 4 o'clock. We're going to allow as much time as it takes to get input from people in terms of what they would be looking for in a city manager. The consultant will be here, and he'll actually be managing the process and then taking all the comments down. And from that, he will create the marketing brochure that they will use in the recruitment process. So they'll come up with a description of what we're looking for from the input from the public and council. That will be the piece that goes out to help solicit interest from city managers.
How wide a net is the city going to be casting this time around?
Well, we've asked for a wide net. We'll have some discussion probably about that also, but that was one of the qualifications. We were looking at a recruitment firm that has the ability to cast a wide net. We are the fifth largest city in the Bay Area, and we're the largest city between San Francisco and Portland. So the characteristics we'll be looking for, we would need to look for cities that are similar in size to us and similar in issues that they've dealt with, and that may take a broader reach. And we select a consultant we believe has the ability to make that reach.
From your point of view, what are the top issues that you want to be sure are part of that portfolio they bring?
I think this is probably universal. So of course, we're looking for a candidate that demonstrates good management and personnel skills, is fiscally responsible, you know, has demonstrated their ability to manage a budget. It's a very large budget. And also someone who's engaged and will connect with the community and who will actually really be a part of our community, because it's really critical, I think.
Santa Rosa has a couple of top management positions that also need to be filled, including the ones in public safety. With a new city manager to be chosen, do you foresee the city council being more involved in those other openings?
The only two people the city council hires directly are the city manager and the city attorney. It is the city manager's responsibility to hire the others. But the current city manager is very engaged with council in terms of the process, and we would expect that in a new manager to have the same level of engagement of council and public in terms of what we'd be looking for to fill those positions also.
So what's the timeline for getting a new city manager on board?
In the current contract, which was added last time, the city manager on retirement has to give 6 months' notice, which sounds like a long time, but actually it's a fairly tight time frame, but it's good to have that time frame so we have a smooth transition. We would be looking right now at hopefully having the selection completed by the end of July, and that would give a candidate, if they have to relocate, adequate time to give notice and to relocate and still have a little bit of overlap with the current city manager.
That sounds like a time-consuming process and one with a lot of complexity. I want to thank you for taking a little time this morning to fill us in on how it's going to work.
So my pleasure.